Let me ask you a question. It's the title of my podcast this morning. I just heard probably one of the best podcasts in a while, and it was on the topic of love by my good buddy Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch. I believe he did it like 3 days ago, maybe Saturday. Go to his page, Mikey Mike and the Funky Bunch, and you'll see what I'm talking about. That kind of coincides with what I want to ask you today. The most important question you will ever be asked in all your life. Where will you spend eternity? So I've always been told and taught the two biggest decisions you'll ever make in your life are where you're going to go when you die and who you will marry. I'm learning that to be true. I'm 35, soon to be 36, and I've already made both of those decisions. I know where I'm going to spend eternity, and I'll tell you how. I know who I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I'm married to that person. Here's why this question is the most important question ever. We're all guaranteed to die. Every single one of us. Everyone listening right now. Everyone who's not listening. So why not think about that? Why not settle that? My thought to this morning to you guys is this. If you've never answered that question, I challenge you, I charge you to answer that question today. According to the Bible, we're not promised tomorrow. Today could be the day that you enter into eternity. I don't mean to scare you. I don't mean for you to think about death. But it's for sure. It's going to happen. And after you die, you will still live on. There's only two places you're going to go, either heaven or hell. And according to the Bible, Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman comes to the Father but by me, by Him. According to Romans 3, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's every single one of us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I believe it's Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So let me ask you, my friend, do you believe that? Have you ever done that? When you did it, if you did it, did you mean it? We're not talking about going through a drive-thru and ordering some meal that's only going to last you a day. I'm talking about a decision that'll last for all eternity. So here's a question for you as well. If I'm wrong about everything I believe in, and I die, what have I lost? Nothing. I lived a good life. I believed in things that kept me grounded, loved, loving. But let me ask you this, my friend. What if you're wrong? You've lost everything. I know people who have died and went to hell. I don't know what it's like. I've never been there, but I can describe it to you in the realm of what heaven paints it. It's terrible, my friend. It's torture. There's weeping. There's gnashing of teeth. I've heard there's a pit where you fall forever. It's never ending. It's dark. It's scary. You don't want to go there. No one wants to go there. In fact, I believe heaven was created for all of us. Hell was created for Satan and his followers. And my friend, who are you following today? Let's get this settled today. Let's answer the million-dollar question. Where will you spend eternity? If you don't know, I challenge you to open up a Bible. Go to Romans. Read chapter 3. Read chapter 6. Read chapter 10. Check this verse out. One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. That if thou shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Confession. Admit you're a sinner, believe in your heart, and confess your sins to God, and ask Jesus to come in and save you. And my friend, you will be in heaven one day with me and countless others. Heaven is so beautiful. It's awaiting. It's guaranteed. It's there. There's mansions. There's a street of gold. There's love. There's forgiveness. Why wouldn't you want to go there? My friend, let me ask you a question. Where will you spend eternity?